Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 12 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. A warm day across Israel, with sunny skies over Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem enjoys a mild afternoon, while Eilut basks in the warmth typical of this season. Here are today's headlines. First, JNS reports just in that the IDF targeted Hamas terrorist infrastructure overnight. The strikes included an arms storage facility, a weapons production site, and a rocket launch pad. Also, earlier this hour, the Times of Israel reports that the U.S. has struck Iran for the ninth night in a row. Explosions were noted in several Iranian cities. The IRGC claims attacks on oil tankers and assets in Kuwait. Also this hour, Ynet reports that U.S. military operations in Iran continue as conflict edges closer to all-out war. CENTCOM aims these attacks at degrading Iranian forces, threatening commercial shipping. Separately, I-24 News reports a U.S. soldier was killed in Iraq. Human remains were also found in Jordan, following an Iranian attack. And finally, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio praises Lebanon's recent steps towards peace, following a high-level meeting in Washington. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 writes just minutes ago that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio hailed Lebanon's moves towards peace. He reaffirmed strong U.S. support for the trilateral framework with Israel and Lebanon. Meanwhile, AMK Mapping reports an Onyx supersonic cruise missile targeting Odessa. Also, IL Red Alert shares that Iran is continuing diplomatic contacts with the U.S. through intermediaries, despite recent strikes. Let's go deeper, starting with the overnight strikes by the IDF. According to JNS, these operations aimed to dismantle crucial Hamas assets in Gaza. The action underscores Israel's ongoing efforts to curb rocket attacks and maintain security in the region. This escalation highlights the fragility of the current ceasefire. Turning to U.S.-Iran tensions, earlier today, the Times of Israel detailed the U.S.'s ongoing military campaign against Iranian targets. This is a response to threats against commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. The situation remains volatile, with potential impacts on global oil supply. Meanwhile, Ynet elaborated on the strategic focus of U.S. operations. The strikes aim to reduce Iranian capabilities that threaten maritime routes. This development increases regional tensions, affecting international trade and security. In a related development, I-24 News reported on the tragic loss of a U.S. service member in Iraq. This incident, following Iranian attacks, adds another layer of complexity to the conflict. Such casualties could influence future U.S. military engagements in the region. On the economic front, CTEC reports that Israel's power grid faces pressures from the AI boom. New data center connections are frozen, with server farms projected to consume a significant portion of electricity by the next decade. This shift compels regulators to rethink energy management strategies. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a legal battle affecting the Ben Jerris Fund. Without legal protection, the pro-Palestinian fund may face closure as it struggles against the Magnum brand. This case could set a precedent affecting similar organizations. And finally, Ynet Business discusses Hemispheric, an Israeli startup making strides in AI. The company's model, which analyzes EEG data, promises advancements in diagnosing neurological disorders. This innovation could revolutionize personalized medicine. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.